So, you know, like, where are you? Like, where's your head? How are you feeling about all this? You know, it's been almost 5 months of protests.
I feel great. I think I've never been more optimistic about the work that the city's doing to build relationships, to improve our community and the quality of life of our citizens.
That's Rockford's mayor, Tom McNamara. Since a peaceful protest turned violent on May 30th, the mayor agreed to hold a series of listening sessions with the community. So far, there have been about 24, each focused on different themes like community engagement, accountability, transparency, and investment. But after months of local protests against police brutality, 5 shots fired by a Rockford police officer nearly claimed the life of Tyrus Jones last month. So some protesters aren't as optimistic as elected officials. Asia Penix is a Rockford activist and is skeptical of city priorities.
When George Floyd was killed, the city had a lot to say. Jacob Blake was shot, the city had a lot to say. When Tyrus Jones was shot, the city has kind of shut its mouth.
Mayor McNamara's office is implementing a multi-step approach to repairing the rift between parts of the community and law enforcement.
Body cameras is a natural evolution of the work our city has been doing to increase transparency and accountability, because when I got into office, we had about 20 to 25 police vehicles outfitted with dash cams.
He says now every single police vehicle has a dash camera. The next step is to equip every officer with a body-worn camera. The Rockford City Council recently approved a Department of Justice grant towards fully outfitting the police with these cameras. The grant is for upwards of $150,000, which is slated to pay for part of the program's cost. McNamara also signed on to former President Barack Obama's mayoral pledge to review police departments' use of force policies. He tasked the Community Relations Committee with the job. Members recently finalized their use of force policy review and sent over the recommendations.
He literally just got it, so I would say none have been 100% implemented. That'd be impossible. He's been engaged in the entire process, and I would say a whole host of the recommendations will be approved and put into place.
McNamara says that Chief Daniel O'Shea is currently reviewing the document. There are also changes being made in de-escalating situations before they turn violent. The city, in partnership with the Winnebago Sheriff's Office and behavioral health provider Rosecrans, just launched a new corresponder program aimed at better addressing emergency calls related to mental and behavioral health. The pilot program will run 3 months, and all costs will be shared by the participating organizations. The mayor said there still isn't a clear picture of how much the city would be contributing or how much the overall cost of the program would run. Activist Asia Penix says that the program is a step in the right direction, but she's worried that the pilot program doesn't actually address the root issues of mental health emergencies in Rockford.
People are unhealthy because they cannot afford care. People are unhealthy and unable to deal with their mental health issues because they don't have access to those resources.
McNamara says other changes will build on existing programs.
We're also looking at increasing trainings for our police department and all employees. That includes 40 hours of community police training, de-escalation training, cultural awareness training, implicit bias training, and mental health training.
McNamara also points to the Resident Officer Community Keeper Initiative, also known as ROC. It's a program where officers live in a home located in a disadvantaged community, rent, utilities, and amenities free. It's also front and center in the process of reimagining law enforcement. There are currently 2 houses occupied. The city council approved a 3rd earlier this year. A 3rd house is expected to be operational before the end of the year. A records request for all costs associated with the upkeep of the houses shows the total cost of both Rock Houses was over $250,000 last year. The Rock House program hasn't been a hit with everyone. Activist Asia Penix says that, like the corresponder pilot program, she worries that the program misses the point.
I feel like it's a gross oversight to ignore the fact that the person that is being paid almost 6 figures a year or 6 figures a year, including benefits and pension, to be living scot-free when the person next to them is struggling.
The mayor said that in terms of police accountability, the city is also looking into forming a citizen review board. In 2017, the city of Chicago formed its Civilian Office of Police Accountability, or COPA, to independently investigate instances of police misconduct, like excessive use of force and officer-involved shootings. Andrea Kirsten is the chief of investigative operation at COPA, and she says the COPA model is definitely replicable in other cities.
I think that really integrating and making meaningful the authority of whatever version of civilian oversight is right for a particular city, it requires a lot of political will, and it requires, you know, appropriate resources, and it requires the people of that community speaking out about what it is that they want.
Kirsten says that what makes COPA distinct from other civilian oversight offices around the country is that it conducts its own investigations entirely separate from the police department, instead of reviewing an investigation already completed and submitted by that police department. For Rockford activist Asia Penix, the idea of police policing other police doesn't sit right with her. She says that she's, quote, 1,000% for community oversight. In Rockford, Mayor Tom McNamara says the brainstorming isn't over.
We can have constructive dialogue and do what I hope we all want, which is make our community a more inclusive and welcoming place for all people who call it home.
The full dollar figure of all the police department's new trainings, programs, and gear remains unclear. What is clear to Penix and many of the activists still making their presence known outside of City Hall is that the protests aren't ending anytime soon. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.